Britain.
Labour's Budget, Part 2. Guilt, vigilantes. Some market wobbles, but not another mini-budget.
If there is one moment of Tory excess that the Labour Party has long sought to define itself against, it is Liz Truss's market-shaking mini-budget in 2022. Never again, Rachel Reeves said solemnly, in 2023, will we allow a repeat of the devastation Liz Truss and the Tory party have inflicted on family finances. Which is why the bond market's sharp response to Ms. Reeves' first budget as Chancellor of the Exchequer, which she delivered on October 30th, was particularly tricky. Gilt yields jumped by 25 basis points, 0.25 percentage points, following the budget, a move that was specific to Britain and has been sustained since Ms. Reeves laid out plans for £70 billion, $91 billion, 2.6% of GDP, of additional annual government spending, of which £30 billion or so would be covered by additional borrowing. Markets fretted that a hefty injection of fiscal stimulus into an already hot economy would stoke inflation. The Office for Budget Responsibility, OBR, a fiscal watchdog, reckons that the measures in the budget will boost short-run inflation by around 0.4 percentage points. Goldman Sachs, a bank, raised its forecasts for core inflation, which excludes food and energy, by 0.2 percentage points. More inflation would, in turn, make the Bank of England more likely to keep interest rates higher than anticipated, driving down the price of existing government bonds. A tug of war between monetary and fiscal policy is not ideal, but it is also not that uncommon. Labour's argument going into the budget was that because it was borrowing to invest, its spending would boost the supply side of the economy and so tamp down inflation. In the short run, this was never credible. Before projects can boost growth, they need to be built. Doing so in a tight labour market inevitably bids up wages and prices. The OBR reckons that the benefits of public investment take between 5 and 10 years to materialise. Still, Ms. Reeves is nowhere near Ms. Truss territory. One straightforward measure of the pain in 2022 was the value of sterling. All else being equal, higher interest rates should boost a rich world currency, but sterling crashed after the Truss mini-budget. This time, barring a troubling wobble on October 31st, there have been no such dramatic currency moves to follow Ms. Reeves' budget. Above all, the rise in gilt yields crystallises the fact that Ms. Reeves' fiscal loosening entails unavoidable trade-offs. The government talks about crowding in private investment through vehicles like its National Wealth Fund, but it will be crowded out by its own borrowing. Households too will feel the impact of higher mortgages. Pain elsewhere in the economy could still be a price worth paying for higher public investment in Britain's public services and infrastructure. But the perils are real too. If that money is not spent well, and governments of all stripes have a sorry record of frittering away public money, the budget's main effect will have been to set the economy back and remind Britain that borrowed money is not free.